Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation. Now, probably by now you've heard about the terrible tragedy that took place in Las Vegas, which will definitely be regarded as one of the darkest days that our country has faced in quite some time. During times like this, the only thing we could do is just stick together and try to be the best human beings we could possibly be. Everybody has their own coping mechanisms, and our coping mechanism here is comedy. So we're going to try to get your mind off the dark events that took place yesterday, and I'll just roll into something a little brighter and positive. With that being said, welcome to Dish Nation. Ladies and gentlemen, filling in for Portia Williams, we have the beautiful, the extremely talented Kim Fields in here.
Hey, yeah, hey, family.
Sporting that fire engine red.
Hey, yes. Yes. K-Red up in here.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
And speaking of Portia, top model Eva Marcel has joined the Real Housewives of Atlanta, but we'll tell you which housewife may have just quit the show. Plus, Tamar Braxton is going to be joining us in the studio, and she's going to be setting records straight about those retirement rumors.
All right.
Yes. Well, can we start with some good news?
Depending
on who you are. O.J. Simpson is a free man.
Okay.
The juice is loose.
Juice is loose.
Here's a picture of him signing his exit papers. Looking like somebody's granddad or the gardener from Get Out. If you're O.J. Simpson, where do you go from here? Do you do a reality TV show? Do you start a podcast?
You lay low.
Mm-mm. You think so?
Yeah, you lay low for a second because they're expecting you to do something crazy. Like, he already did that little book of How I Did It and all that other stuff. Kind of like for attention. So he should just lay low for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And if he's working on something, then bust out with it later. But let it be dope and meaningful.
But Brad, if there wasn't a better time to revamp the Flavor of Love franchise.
Oh. I didn't see that coming. Why would you hit me like that?
But why would you now? You know, because you're single. You know, O.J. Simpson, Stab It Love, or...
No, you didn't.
Okay.
I'm not here for it.
I would watch it.
Well, moving on, y'all. Nick Kroll has a new show on Netflix called Big Mouth, in which he plays an animated version of himself dealing with the trials and tribulations of going through puberty. Mm-hmm. Well, last week, Nick went on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and launched the hashtag PuberMe campaign, asking celebs to post pics of themselves from when they were around 13 years old. And for every pic posted, Nick and Colbert would make a donation for Puerto Rico hurricane relief. And with the promise like that, the stars came through. Check it out. First, here's Colbert's submission.
It looks just like himself.
Well, Ryan Seacrest and Kelly Ripa both submitted theirs.
Is that Kelly in the pink?
No.
No, that's Jesus. Ryan's mother.
Oh, that's Ryan's mother.
Oh, wow.
Mother?
I thought that was Louis Anderson.
That does look like Louis Anderson.
And look at Reese Witherspoon. Oh.
She looks exactly the same.
Okay, y'all, here's Conan O'Brien's.
Looking the same.
Oh, he looks the same, child.
Yeah. Exactly the same.
He looked the same the way people tell me I still look the same, which I don't know.
You do.
I'm grown. What?
It don't matter, girl. You're going to always be two.
Shut up.
Baby face feels. Like being a child star, though.
Yeah.
And getting braces.
Yes.
While being a child star, did you feel like for any moment your life was over? Or?
Not really. I mean, it was just, this is what is happening right now. You know what I mean? And thankfully, I was on a show that was about girls growing up for the most part. But it still was awkward. And, you know, people were mean. I mean, I'm grateful that, you know, there wasn't like Twitter and Instagram and the way people are now, where they just go after you for sport. I mean, you know, we had like Joan Rivers say something on a late night monologue once, but you know, in Mad Magazine or something like that. But now, please, I wouldn't go through puberty now in the public eye. Sorry.
Well, you know what, Kim?
Yes, baby.
Let me tell you what you got to do.
Go ahead.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take the
fuck,
and then you have
the facts of life. The facts of life.
right, now, before we get this train rolling further, we got to bring our crew from L.A. into the building. How y'all doing, Heidi and Frank?
Hello, Atlanta.
What's up?
L.A., what's up?
Hey, baby.
Good to see you.
Likewise.
Well, on Real Housewives of Atlanta, it looks like it might be out, honey, with the old and in with the new.
Ooh. Yep, it's being reported that the out could be Kenya Moore.
Yes. Woo! Happy about that.
We need Kenya.
No.
Somewhere, I imagine Portia singing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. So it seems like now that Kenya might be getting phased out. And right now, the lady's on their annual trip, which is why Portia's out today. Mm-hmm. And sources say that Kenya is not on the trip.
Oh.
Reports say she initially was invited and even shot scenes with the cast leading up to the trip. Mm-hmm. But then the producers yanked the invite because she was supposed to film scenes with a new husband, and she has not. So they're saying the production company either wants to cut her loose, or she might be quitting or just be going all together.
No, no. The trip is in Des Moines this year. And she's like, I'm not going to Des Moines.
That's not sexy. That's not exotic. What the hell?
Cutbacks is real.
It is tricky, you know, because they do have expectations to have, you know, either members of your family or, you know, your spouse, if you have a spouse on there, that sort of thing.
Don't you have that conversation with the guy you're going to marry? Like, listen, I'm on a TV show, and so this is going to be required of you. Wouldn't you get that information before you actually get married?
No, no, no. You don't tell someone you're on a Real Housewives show. It's like telling them you have herpes on the first date.
Oh, my. Oh. Well, someone who is definitely joining the cast for this new season is Ms. Eva Marcel, baby. Yes, bitch. Now, she officially confirmed that she's joining the cast. Originally, rumors were swirling that the top model, honey, would take Miss Portia's place and take her peach girl. Uh-uh. But anyway, they say, baby, that's not true.
Can't nobody take our Portia's peach, honey.
No.
Nobody can replace Portia except for Kim Fields.
Right. There you go.
Not replace, just sit in for 4 minutes.
Well, honey, there are two new models, baby, who killed the catwalk at Paris Fashion Week.
Yes.
Dame, honey, Miss Helen Mirren and Miss Jane Fonda.
Yes,
honey. 72-year-old Dame Helen Mirren and 79-year-old Jane Fonda slayed the runway walking for L'Oreal Paris yesterday. Now, Dame Helen sauntered, honey, down the runway in a wide leg, gray trouser, and a button-down coat, elegantly swinging her cane knees. And Miss Fonda, baby, showed off her killer curves in a bodycon bonbon.
Wait, Gary, what you say?
Yes, baby. A tiger print gown, honey, and flashed peas as she strutted her stuff.
They
turns out Jane Fonda does have a motor in the back of that Honda.
Look at that.
Look at that booty. Yeah. Brat, I gotta say, I'm loving your style lately, and I think, Brat, you could rock this outfit.
I don't think my waist is small enough, but thank you. When I lose about 20 pounds, I'll see about getting some of those pants.
She worked
those are so
she
cute.
She worked it. Yeah, they lit that catwalk up, baby.
They honey. Yes, I would wear it with a heel, though, honey, like a little Gucci or a little Louis Vuitton heel. You know what I'm saying. Again, give it some. Now, Heidi, I can see you in the outfit Jane Fonda
there
got on.
Go.
Yes.
Yes.
I wish I looked as good as Jane Fonda in that outfit. Man.
Oh, Gary, you feeling left out that nobody saw you on the runway?
Yes, nobody saw me, but that's all right. I am channeling Miss Fonda, honey. That's Henry's daughter.
Would you wear that?
Girl, yes, ma'am, niece.
All right, now.
Wait, which one are you talking about? The Jane Fonda outfit?
The Jane Fonda outfit.
I wear Miss Fonda. Honey, Dom Helen Mirren. Honey, I love the wide leg pant, Frank. You just got to get with it, boo.
I know.
Brat, like you, he would put it with a nice heel.
Well, this weekend, Saturday Night Live premiered their 43rd season.
Yes.
Special host Ryan Gosling and musical guest Jay-Z. But no one appeared to have more fun at the after party than Leslie Jones. She took a selfie with Damian Marley and took another selfie with Jay-Z, but it was her selfie with one of her favorites, Beyonce, that really stood out.
She was taking a selfie, yet looks like she's not ready for the selfie that she's taking.
Oh, I know. Yeah. She captioned the photo. I take the worst pics ever. Thank God Beyonce's just... beautiful.
She's perfect.
Thanks for pick Queen Bee. I was so nervous. And you do get nervous. I mean, we were one of your idols. You're like, oh, please don't mess this up. Oh,
right.
No.
Oh, right. And you know you're getting one shot because you don't want to have to take another one.
And you can't delete it.
Exactly. You get one shot. I
mean, and you have to post it because it's Beyonce.
Right.
Here's what I love. I love the fact that as famous as Leslie is, you know, that you still fan out. You know,
it's like,
it makes her very appealing because you're like, she's just like one of us.
That's right.
We're all going to get nervous.
But once again, a testament to Beyonce, she's so fine that she makes anybody who takes a picture with her look like Jay-Z.
That's so wrong.
Head crack.
Yep.
Coming up, Tamar Braxton is in the studio talking about her new album and tells us who she keeps in touch with on the reel. Next. Welcome back to Dish Nation. The one and only Miss Tamar Braxton recently stopped by to set the record straight about her retirement, and she spilled some tea. Here's all the fun we had together.
Ooh.
All right, Dish Nation, make some noise one time for the one, the only Tamar Braxton.
Yes.
I do watch Dish Nation.
Yes, you do.
Yes, I do. I hear all the tea, honey. That's where I get all the gossip.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, we appreciate that big time. Can we get right to it?
Yeah.
You said you're done after this.
Well, I said that this is my last album.
Yes, you're not retiring.
No, I'm not retiring, darling. I'm still going on the Escape Tour. And I'm still doing the Bluebird of Happiness Tour after that. So, no, I'm not done with me. And I have my own record label, so, you know, I give other people opportunities.
That's dope, but it seems like the glow is on you heavy right now.
Oh, thank you.
And it seems like it's a weird time to jump out.
Well, you know, for me, it's like I just had to put my life into perspective. Like, making this album, Bluebird of Happiness, was really about me searching for the happiness for myself, because a lot of things happened last year that wasn't all positive, right?
Yeah.
If we're going to be honest about it. And so it took me to a place where I didn't even recognize myself anymore. Like, the things that I thought that I knew, I really didn't know. The friends that I thought that I had really wasn't my friends, you know what I mean? And the situation that I was in wasn't really stable as I thought that they were, you know? I mean, it came to me like, okay, I have to, you know, pay attention to the things that are stable and that are real, which is my marriage. And so, you know, it's important for me to invest in things that return and happiness.
So out of all the things you're juggling, right?
Yeah.
Between the music, between the reality show, being a mom.
Yeah.
What puts the biggest stress on a relationship out of everything?
Working together.
Okay.
That's hard.
You know, and I definitely agree with that, even though I don't work with nobody, but I can only imagine with your husband being your manager, honey, and you being the talent, and it's just too much.
It's team too much.
You were saying too, Tamar, that you're gonna be writing more. Different groups of different people. So you have anybody lined up? Anybody in particular?
I don't know. Maybe Adele. Yeah, because some of the songs that's on Bluebird of Happiness is kind of like, it's like R&B, kind of pop-ish, but I really don't like to say pop. I like to think that Adele sings R&B music, if anybody asks me.
Yeah. What you think about Cardi B?
Love her. Absolutely love her. She's
totally
like little sis.
A record together. That could totally be a thing.
I can see that.
How about the girls from the real? Do you talk to any of them, and are you sending them a Christmas card?
Maybe, you know, my Christmas cards are, you know, they have a list. but let me tell you something. I am not beefing with anybody besides the devil, and that's the true story.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I'm a grown woman. I like to keep things professional when it's the time, but I like to have fun, and I don't want to fight with anybody, you know? And I know who I am, and so I have nothing to prove to anybody.
Exactly.
So there we go.
And you're a girly girl. I wouldn't want to see you fight with nobody.
No, first of all, she don't fight. Look at this face.
Yeah,
they don't make these no more.
Like, Tamar just look like a little sweet, and I'm not saying it because you're sitting.
Yeah.
Just sweetheart, you like type of, if you want to get a girl's business, you give them the business and keep it moving.
Keep it moving, yeah.
But just out of curiosity, like, you know, your phone rings, it's Lonnie Love. Do we answer that call or are we sending that to voicemail?
Well, I don't think she has my new numbers, I don't think.
Oh, man. So
I change my numbers often. I don't know how people get my number.
You got the celebrity burner phone.
You know what?
That beat more on you. You operate like it's the wire,
yeah,
like
babe.
You're moving bass.
Yeah.
One time for the one, the only, Tamar Braxton.
Yes, darling.
Pick up that album. So she'll sell so many copies, she'll have to come back and do another one.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Porsche is out today, honey. I get the honors of announcing our last winner for the Porsche's Pop Quiz Contest.
Woo!
Yes, honey. Now, the winner is, drum roll, Whitney Four from the Bronx. Y'all give it for Whitney Four.
Congratulations, Whitney.
And we'll be sending you $500. And to everyone else out there, make sure you go to iTunes or Google Play and get the Dish Nation app so that you're ready for the next contest, which will be coming very soon.
Yay!
Well, moving on, let's talk about Amber Rose. Now, she held her third annual slut walk in Los Angeles over the weekend, and this is her effort to stop slut shaming and sexual assault. She also debuted her alter ego.
Yes.
Captain Save-A-Ho. Shout out to E-40 for the inspiration on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The slut walk quickly turned into the first annual 21 Savage Walk. Based on a series of pictures that surfaced on the internet, which appears he looked neutered. Lack of a better explanation.
That's just, she emasculated this shot. That's why she got a young man.
And I bet you 21 Savage is like, do you have any other sign I can hold?
She got him holding that sign. I'm a hoe too.
Head crack, is it a girl out there in the world anywhere that you would consider holding a sign for?
Because she is that bad of
that
a chick.
That bad of a chick.
Amber Rose. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I get it. I totally get it. Yeah.
Drake has become known for his unique collection of tribute tattoos. He has one of Aaliyah, Lil Wayne, Sade, a bottle of Drakkar Noir.
Ooh.
Which probably should be on his neck, right?
Right. Well, what, do guys put it on their wrist and all their...
We put it on our wrist for a guy. Ooh, someone's getting lucky. No. And he also has one of his father's mugshot. Well, his father decided to pay it back, and, well, he got this tattoo. What you think? It's a duck doing Drake face.
You have kids? Do you have tribute tattoos to your children?
Yes, I do. Mine are all, you know, the symbols. I have this the swallow here that's my daughter. Well, swallows are something sailors see when they are close to home. Okay. So it's like, you know, she makes me feel close to home.
Okay.
Wish it was a different bird, but no, it's a swallow.
Sure, I would too.
This chrysanthemum is my son. That's his birth flower. I'm represented here in this ship in a bottle with, rough seas.
Uh-huh.
And then my lady's on the inside of my arm, if you can get this on the camera over here, is the topless mermaid.
Oh!
And look, she dances. All right, coming up, Heidi, would you pose for Playboy for $1 million?
$1 million? Are they asking?
No. Oh, but we'll tell you which rapper is upset that she turned that deal down.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, Kim, we go, you actually have a new movie that's in theaters right now.
I do. We opened this past weekend, A Question of Faith, in theaters now. And I just love the responses that everybody is giving this movie on all the social media platforms. And it really seems to be a general consensus that it is what everyone needs right about now.
Glad you gave us this art.
Thank you.
Speaking of going from one Kim to another, Brat. You got a story about Lil' Kim, right?
Oh, Lord, I do, child. Lil' Kim paid tribute to Hugh Hefner in her own unique way. She posted her Instagram photo and wrote, "This is one man that I thought would live forever. Ugh, I'm so brokenhearted that I didn't get to spend more time with him. I remember turning down a non-disclosed 7-figure offer from Hugh, and till this day, I regret it."
Now, this will probably shock you guys, but, I actually have a cover story of my own, a Hugh Hefner cover story.
Wait, really?
No. See, I didn't say that.
Were you going to do Playboy?
See, hold your phone.
Okay, so hold your phone.
No, I was at a restaurant once in L.A., and I saw, you know, Mr. Hefner there, was surrounded by his friends and things, and I had my blonde locks. And so as I was walking out, I looked at him and I said, "Hey, have you ever had anyone with locks on the cover before?" And he actually said, "No, would you like to be the first?"
Oh.
So, did you even think about it for a second?
No, that just stunned me right there. I didn't have nothing else after that.
You can't throw out the suggestion and not be ruling the office up, huh? Yeah.
She didn't follow through. She was still stuck like this.
I was.
Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.